Hi, even though I do write the odd poem myself, this is not my poem, it's by my aunt, and I'm reading it for her because she died this time last year. It's by Mae Boyce, and it's called In Memory of Christy Ring. The wind whips sharp round Cloyne's round tower. No small birds rise to sing. Perhaps they know this hollowed ground and shroud you, Christy Ring. The clay is damp upon the spot we gently laid you down. No king now rules our four green fields, but Christy wore our crown. Bright wreaths are withering on the grass, they bear illustrious names. It matters not to Christy Boy, his object was the game. In silent file they brought him home, men stunned by sudden loss, remembering back September days when Christy won the toss. How loud they cheered in famed Croke Park, that wizard of the ash, and man and boy each burst with pride when King and Richard Rackard, clashed. Brave Wexford man, perhaps you smiled and met him at the gate. Not then you bowed and stepped aside, Ring wore his medals 8. Our God looked down on rebel Cork, we need a sportman's soul. Ere Ring could say farewell to Glen, his spirit reached its goal. Young men will come and rise to fame, fresh praises we will sing, when games are played and games discussed. You're still there, Christy Ring.
When a boy tells me I'm pretty, I never know how to handle it, so I just melt to their intentions, trying to believe in their warmth and their words that I can have something to believe in. I've always tried to barter for male attention, trading adoring glances for sandpaper kisses, loyal words for marathon hands, and sanctuary between my legs for shallow sips of affection. But all of my apparent lovers have cast me out of my own church. Like a moth drawn to false lights in its pursuit of the moon, I was captured by the gleam in their eye, mistaking boyish lust for something a little bit like love. And now you, hurt by my refusal of your well-choreographed advances, plead that you're a new kind of man, that you have nothing but respect for me, that you could never imagine leaving me, because I am so beautiful it makes your heart ache. Well, let's be serious. All boys are honest while they're on top of me. But when their passion burns down and all that's left is their body lying spent next to mine, they forget their promises. Because when they withdraw from me physically, they can't help but remove themselves completely. Sex should not be used to bridge distances. Sex should be an expression of closeness, an inevitable outcome of the intensified friction caused by two people growing so close that there might spark from the collision, creating a flame which must be ridden and tamed by their bodies and trust me. I'm not exactly a celibate girl, so I know for me the feat of strength, an exercise in self-control following constant conditioning to be guilty and compliant, always aiming to please the men who feed me scraps of their attention, a dog trained by wolves. So if I say no, it should not be taken as a rejection, it should be viewed as a promise. By removing sex as an icebreaker, I can guarantee a clean break. By saving the secrets whispered between the sweat of our bodies for a day when our skin will speak the same language, I can offer you the intimate details of my mind far before you become bored with the details of my body. I am tired of finding myself laying in the arms of affectionate strangers with familiar faces. Let me make you an exception. And I will work to ensure that our trust will never again be wasted on the silver tongues and ruby-studded facades of those who gild themselves to make up for the echoes which resound through their hollow insides. When I asked you to wait, I wasn't pulling away from you. I was promising myself to the boy who would finally take the time to observe me.
squirrels. Connell, I hope you heard a bit of that. An education for young men. Frightfully. On Caesanella. No, Keithrey. Boys wrote Keithrey. Boys did it right.
This poem is a little more on the light side, and I guess since we had booze as one of our words, which I didn't know when I came in, it's quite appropriate. It's a poem called Hangover. Hangover. Alas, poor Yorick. Wish you could detach your head from your body. Contemplate it at arm's length, rather than from inside this cavern, where the pounding against the wall threatens to beat thought to a pulp. What's that detonating, resonating, ricocheting? Clowns, stop throwing the skull to each other in my dull skull, skull. No use bargaining with the figures in the graveyard, but desperate to recover that grave faculty of ratio, unwilling to be stopped, you beg, I knew him, Horatio. For an instant, there seems to be a lull, a pause between two passes, but then the clowns start playing again, back and forth, and back and forth. Seeing no harm in the gesture, there's the infinite jest, not caring in the least whether it belonged indeed to a fellow of most excellent fancy. Back and forth, until they leave you sitting in a daze on the kitchen floor. The skull had a tongue in it and could sing ones. Thou doth protest, too slurred, and empty bottles wonder. Here hung those lips that I've kissed I know not how oft, blurred laughter still rising from the skull.
Heard me long with Petrie. I was an issue in four of the three.
Well, this one was a fragment basically of an attempt to translate Horace's Ninth Ode from his first book from the Latin. And it's it describes the snow on top of Mount Serapte, which is about 30 miles south of Rome. So, consider the snow of Serapte, how it glows on the heights sublime, an abundance of such gelid lustre that the trees are glutted and die. Turn and see the Tiber locked, a lake that looks like glass. Serapte could be hurled and snow may fall like stones, but adamantine flows cannot be cracked. A blast of heat is needed. More logs, more turf, more wine, with our hearth and glasses brimming, enkindle all the ice with sparks of fire, till every sense is steeped in wine and pity. Thank you.
Okay, the Nella, we fade along, Patrico? I can't even read the surname, I'm sorry. Is it yourself, is it?
I didn't write my surname.
Okay. What's your name?
Patricia.
Patricia, sorry.
Paltrigine.
You can say your name.
Paltrigine,
isn't it? Paltrigine. Yeah, Paltrigine. Yeah.
Okay. This isn't my poetry. It's from Beach Promise by Nye Harriet. And I'm just reading some haiku verses that he wrote, inspired by the Lee Valley. Living water, smooth as molten silk, cascading from mossy rocks, feel the energy. And I think I'm not supposed to take any breath as I read them, is that right?
We won't hold them against you.
Languid haiku. On this fine hot day, I may just weed the garden, or possibly not. Sacred site. Buried stone circle, ring of old teeth, peaks from peat. I sense your purpose. And finishing with Zen haiku. No need to seek truth, just drop our opinions, said the wise old monk.
Thank you. Thank you for being all this fortune. The lovely Patricia Walsh will put the ring.
Sorry, this poem is for anybody who's run through the gauntlet of the Irish mental health care system. It's called "I'm Not Being Schizophrenic." The most entertaining story of all my time exists in my head alone. Reality of exists bores me. If I can do without you, at least let me have a private conversation with me alone. Isolated by a panorama of pills and made me less dangerous, allegedly. Streamlined in sync with the judges on buses and the home stretches. You, however, are needlessly worried, for I'm gentler than a slaughtered lamb. One who bears away your sin. A cacophony of blood and stillness, this is what comes of releasing the mind. Breeze black room tries to hide it in case, God forbid, it should escape. For fear of a catastrophe of millions, and a cat calls them more. I know the conspirators rather well. This is their fault for thinking ill, and making a war without me, being strangled in a breeze box room.
Thanks, Patricia. And finally, is it Paul Casey? Anyone, Casey?
I'm so serious.
You weren't sure.
Oh my God,
he won.
That's the last time you're emceeing. I'm going to squeeze two poems in here. First is for Helen because of mentioning Christy Ring. My dad played with Christy, actually, yeah. Full time, yeah. And so did my grandfather play with him. So, Rain in the Glen. At 12, Christy stood in goal, his first minor match for Cloyne. Those who held the keeper's hurl must have the gift of positioning. They must not lack courage, must be prepared to put up with the knocks and accept the abuses that go with it. I wait for you outside arrivals, and who looms through the static, about to belt one onto the runway, hurley tilted to a bronze wing, the heels swept away into legend where everything is shining and breathing with the king, who knew a patient wrist, the steady, vigilant burn, had you turn in the rain with no command, pelting close range, waterlogged cannonballs, hair split bones fracturing ash white, this unyielding father of men, who now walk tall as histories. Odd things happen thinking it. Did something of him enter me to face you in the calm goal of fatherhood, to lash you with endless silvered accolades per carpal fissure, the net holding still as the blue in your eyes on the ball, and this inky slitter plucks out letters from a stirred pen up and above Finbar's spire, the divisions of rivers and men. And I've got just one more poem would you like to read for Anya? Ta piesa fidiectago, escuela, mila piesa wine, her shul is Mishioga, away with the fairies. Duna mahuela, fwinrian a wajin an eri, clushum and tishka of yichter na hawan, gugin she, sisklego. Kahana victor, chakta rash, tashirik manavar, kali shin irich na nena, tasigwin, achnyan dada alm, fanamwit, tamidik spree rikhelm, Eisht lishnehen, eisht lishanehen nor aduis na crown, a quivinat de valia, eisht lishamacher amla, a quivinat na blash, na flourish, tishkint, is seersha, taken a rash gahashengach, taken a reish, a fatamo, a revyag, very two ruins of valia shin, long a bale lishangara, long a bruach lishan seersha, long a bale lishangara, a revyag, very two ruins of valia shin, Tugin a reish, if I tumble, tugin a rush to Hashlegach. Neflourish, Tishkin, to Sirsha, a quivinat neblash, Estu, Eishishamach or Amla, a quivinat devalia, Eishishane Hanor, a dewy to crime, eisht ishnahem. Tomadik spreed a gown, fonamwit, tasigwin, a hotelaon, kadishin nirich nanina, tashilag munavar, kanaritur chakhtarash, guginashi, sisklego, klishim and tishka, yirtan ahawan, fimurian, a wajin, an erik, asklim mahura, rib mahagwit.